February is American Heart Month, and to talk about that is Dr. Sharon Mulvey, director of the Women's Heart Clinic at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. We think of Valentine's Day, the heart. That's one of the reasons, I guess, the American Heart Month has been declared. And one of the things that many people don't know is that women are affected quite a bit by heart disease. In fact, it's the number one cause of death of women in the United States. Why is that, Dr. Mulvey?
Yeah, it's important to recognize, actually, that more women than men die of heart disease, actually, since 1984. That's what the statistics show. And why is that? Well, we're all human. And unfortunately, heart disease is primarily a preventable disease. Indeed, over 80% of heart disease is preventable because heart disease is largely a lifestyle disease, you know, associated with bad habits, smoking, having a poor, unhealthy diet and lack of exercise, leading to obesity and the complications, diabetes and high blood pressure. You know, it's really important that we recognize that we can do something about protecting our hearts.
Well, let's talk about the heartproject.com that's been put in place, I guess, to help us, help women as well, to come up with a better, you know, heart regimen. What's that all about?
Right. That's a perfect segue. You know, let's take action. So awareness is one thing, but then personalizing what you're going to do about it to reduce your risk is so important. So the heartproject.com is a project that has been launched by Progresso Heart Healthy Soups in support of Mayo Clinic to work together and make a positive difference in heart health, and particularly in women, encouraging women to be proactive and take action to lead a heart-healthy lifestyle. So it's really a website that has the bulk of the information of this project, and it's found at theheartproject.com, not surprisingly. When you go to that website, you'll find some tools. They're interactive tools that you will be able to use to be able to take a quiz. For example, we call it the Heart Health Quiz to test your heart health IQ. And these questions in the quiz bring out the points about leading a heart-healthy lifestyle and suggest tips and practices that one can undertake to improve their heart health.
What are some of the things that we think we know maybe about our heart, or that might be incorrect, or some of the things that are in that quiz?
Right. So it goes over how much exercise, for example. We know that it is important that if you're at an ideal body weight, to aim for 30 minutes of moderate activity on most days of the week. However, if you are aiming to lose weight because your body mass index is greater than 25, then it is important to recognize that you have to increase your exercise efforts towards 60 minutes a week. But the point is to start small. So even just 5 or 15 minutes of activity each day is better than none. You know, we've got this little formula that we like to distill into three simple steps, you know, three numbers. And it goes like this: eat 5, move 10, and sleep 8. And the eat 5 is for eating 5 fruits and veggies a day. And, of course, you'd like to balance that with a diet that is low in saturated fat and has lean sources of protein, as well as the 10, meaning move 10, you know, just even 10 minutes of activity over and above what you're already doing is a great way to start, of course, heading towards those targets that I discussed earlier. And the 8 is for sleep. Try to get 8 hours of sleep in. Now, that can be tough, but at least get 6 and aim towards 8.
How forgiving is our heart? I don't mean in the romantic sense, but in the sense that, you know, if we quit smoking, if we start exercising, eat better, depending on our age, how well is our heart going to be appreciative of that?
You know, it's amazing that just making those simple changes right away can have an impact. Even stopping smoking, like 20 minutes after you've, you know, put that cigarette down, your body will be having positive effects. Getting rid of the nicotine and the vasoconstrictive chemicals that damage your heart and the other vessels that are leading to potential strokes and peripheral vascular disease, all very important. So, yes, and it's similar with your diet. Clearly, we know by testing patients that adopting a heart-healthy diet and physical activity can improve their cholesterol profiles in a matter of weeks. Now, you have to stick with it, and you have to make good choices, And it really depends on how committed you're going to be to it, but it will reap benefits. Of course, there are other factors that are important that you don't have any control of. And for example, that would be a family history of heart disease. If you have a positive family history of what we call premature coronary artery disease, that means like a male relative having a heart attack at 55 or less, or a female relative at age of 65 or less, then, you know, you want to be extra vigilant about knowing what your heart risk factors are and really making sure that you're doing everything you can to modify those risk factors.
And that's where the doctor comes in handy, because they know what's going on inside. They can listen, hear things, they can understand and kind of make a good educated guess as to what your prognosis is. So.
Yeah, well, it's that business about starting the conversation. So if you go to the website and get tools for understanding what heart healthy habits are and get some insight into what you're doing in relation to that, and then, you know, take that information, you can put it into the CV, the cardiovascular risk assessment score that is also linked there. But moreover, take that information to have a discussion with your doctor. Know what your numbers are. As I said, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the blood sugar, and what your body mass index is with respect to your weight, whether it's healthy or not.
And those numbers you... Go ahead. I was going to say, in those numbers you gave us before, 5, 10, and 8.
Yeah.
So I got to start eating the 5. I have exercise 10 and sleeping 8.
Right. That's a great start. I think that's excellent, Bruce.
Okay. Sometimes right now my numbers are a little jumbled there, but I'll try to work them to get to the ones you want me to do. But again,
well, you know, we can only do our best, but the more that you can do that, the better you'll feel, the more you'll want to do, because, you know, it's good to be good to your heart, because your heart's going to be good to you.
Excellent. And, of course, it's theheartproject.com. People can go to find out more, take the Heart Health IQ. And, of course, we started this talking about it's February, American Heart Month, and it's a good thing for men and women as well to take a look at this and to keep their heart healthy. Dr. Sharon Mulvey of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. It was a pleasure. Happy Heart Health Month to you.